humility of a tree. Sri Chinmoy emphasizes that the tree which is laden with the most fruit bows down the lowest. This is the essence of humility. The greater the inner spiritual achievement, the humbler will be the outer personality. The whole purpose of a fruit is to be eaten. And if the tree does not bow down to offer us its fruits, then we can never taste, appreciate, and be nourished by them. Unreachable fruits are useless fruits. All the wisdom, love, and power in the world are similarly useless unless they can be offered and shared. And for this, their possessor must first have the humility to reach down to those of lesser light, wisdom, and power. Sri Chinmoy writes, "You can meditate on a tree. A tree that does not have fruits, that has nothing to offer, stands proudly erect. But a tree that has hundreds of fruits always bends down with utmost humility and offers its fruits to mankind. When it bends down to offer its countless fruits, it is not looked down upon by others. On the contrary, the tree is appreciated, admired, and adored. Why? Because it is offering most delicious, nourishing fruits to us. The tree with fruit has humility. The tree that possesses some light and truth is humble, while the tree that does not have light is not humble. So when you see something that has achieved some truth, like the tree with fruits, and when you see how humble it is and how it is appreciated by others, this helps you develop your own humility. When you have some fruits, some achievements, you are of greater necessity to mankind. And when you offer your fruits with humility, the world needs you and loves you infinitely more than it would do otherwise." Sri Chinmoy.